Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Thursday, December 16th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Colorado Christian University, branded as too religious, has lost its bid for state-funded student financial aid programs. The Christian Legal Society filed a federal lawsuit claiming violation of the First Amendment. Cornerstone University's Dr. Bob Nienhuis says the case has potential for far-reaching impact.
It may mean that the student who wants to now go into pastoral ministry or into missions could ultimately have to borrow more money or delay the entry into ministry because they've got to repay those loans before they can go out into the ministry. And that would be unfortunate. I think it's going to have a potentially diminishing effect on the number of students that would ultimately be able to make it to the mission field.
Next, with over 700 indigenous languages of Papua New Guinea, Bible translation is an ongoing task to reach people with the gospel. New Tribe's mission has worked with the Asiana tribe to complete translation of the New Testament and parts of the Old. Mike Henderson with New Tribes asks for prayer and that the work would continue.
We taught them how to read and write their own language and trained teachers, and now as we're gone, to see those teachers continue to teach the younger ones. That's probably the biggest thing as far as keeping this translation a living translation where people can use it in the future.
And IN Network reports that their outreach in Egypt is meeting with such need that they're having to expand. Many people are coming into the offices for counseling and prayer, and there's been a marked rise from those taking Bible correspondence courses. Hundreds of letters are sent in from different Arab countries expressing appreciation for the Bible correspondence courses, which are growing so fast that one of the team members is taking a year off of work to create a children's ministry curriculum. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.